Saturday Night Theater.
Shines takes us back over 25 years to an embattled London where a dozen allied nations mingled, and only the precious gift of laughter shed a ray of light on an otherwise somber scene. This production presents Ronald Lewis as Bobby, alias ordinary seaman the Earl of Harpenden, and the action is fought out in his chambers in Albany, that 18th century haven of ordered living not a thousand miles from Piccadilly. While the sun shines.
Is ready, my lord.
So I thought. Why did you dart in and out like that, like a scared rabbit?
I beg your pardon, my lord.
Well, bring another tray, will you?
Very good, my lord. Will it be tea or coffee for the young person?
Young person? Now, Horton, you can't have forgotten I'm getting married tomorrow.
No, my lord.
Very well, then. Now, will you kindly go into that room, draw the curtains, take a look around, and then come out and tell me how sorry you are?
I hardly like to do that, my lord.
Go on.
Very good, my lord.
Young person, indeed.
I'm extremely sorry, my lord.
Thank you, Horton. The gentleman who is at the moment asleep in my bed is an American, therefore it had better be coffee.
Very good, my lord. Hello? Yes, my lady. Lady Elizabeth.
Thanks. Run along, Horton.
Very good, my lord.
Hello, darling. How are you? Have a good journey. Not a whole night. Couldn't you get a sleeper? Well, surely your father could have fixed it for you. Through the air ministry? Yes, but I consider coming up to marry me is work of national importance. How are you? Good. You didn't have any trouble about leave? When? Wednesday? Well, that gives us 6 days.
Pardon me.
Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
No, darling, nobody you know. Well, not this morning, darling, because I've got an interview at the Admiralty. Let me for lunch. Perhaps you'll collect me there. 12:30. All right. Where are you staying, Grays? No. I had a very quiet evening in bed at 10. I don't believe it. It's true. See you at 12:30, then. Bye. Let me get you a dressing gown. Just a minute.
Where have I landed up, I wonder?
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Pardon me, where am I?
You're in my chambers in Albany.
What are chambers?
Flat. Apartment.
Well, what's Albany?
It's a sort of block of chambers, apartments, off Piccadilly.
If you'll pardon me again, who are you?
My name's Harpenden. How'd you do?
Oh, mine's Mulvaney. Glad to know you.
Do you mind if I start my breakfast? Yours is on the way.
No, go right ahead. Was that your bed I slept in?
Yes.
Have I been here since 10 last night?
Oh, are? No. You see, I didn't see any point in volunteering information to one's strictly brought-up fiancé that one spent half the night in the Jubilee Club.
The Jubilee Club? Now, that name seems to pull a plug. Was I there last night?
Well, you looked in.
And looked out?
Well, shall we say, your exit was more involuntary than your entrance?
Ah, it's coming back to me. They gave me the bum's rush, didn't they?
Yeah, well, you could put it that way, I suppose. I didn't really see it. One minute you were there, doing a parcel in the center of the floor, and the next minute you were in the street.
What happens then?
Well, when I left the place, about half an hour later, I tripped over you in the blackout.
Was I lying there unconscious all that time?
Semi-conscious.
Knocked out, huh?
I don't know. Passed out.
Say, listen, how could you tell the difference?
I'd rather not go into that at the moment.
Okay, only let me tell you, concussion can take some funny forms.
Yes, well, I doubt if concussion could take the form of breathing gin fumes in my face and calling me Dulcie.
Did I call you Dulcie?
Amongst other things.
How did I come to do that, I wonder?
Oh, not knowing Dulcie, it's hard for me to say.
She's my girlfriend back home.
So I gather.
Well, go on. What happened then?
You wouldn't tell me where you lived. At least you gave your address as 856 Orinoco Avenue, Elizabeth City, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. That's where I live, all right.
Yes, but it didn't help the immediate problem of finding you a bed.
So you brought me here?
Yes, the Portland Eye carried you up and put you to bed.
Say, I hope I didn't disgrace you.
Oh, that's quite all right. The porters here have been used to putting people to bed for well over 100 years. Lord Byron had chambers in Albany.
Did he now? Gee. Yeah, it gives one quite a kick to have slept in the place Byron used to sleep in. Did he write any of his poetry here, do you think?
I expect so.
So we'll go no more a-roving so late into the night, though the heart... How does it go on?
I'm afraid I don't know. I don't read Byron.
Though the heart be still as loving and the moon be still as bright. Imagine you're not reading Byron.
Imagine.
Well, it's funny, you know.
Well, I don't see why it's funny. Quite a lot of people don't read Byron.
Yeah, but hell, you live here.
Ah, here's Horton with your breakfast.
Oh, I don't think I could use it.
Not even a cup of coffee, sir.
Oh, you better try and eat something. It's supposed to be good for concussion.
Okay, I'll try a cup of coffee. Thank you.
All right, Horton, you can clear my tray away now.
Very good, my lord.
You're in the Air Corps, aren't you?
That's right.
Pilots?
A bombardier.
Liberators?
Fort.
Will you be wearing your uniform, my lord?
Yes. My best one. I'm going to the Admiralty.
Say, are you a lord?
Yes.
You said your name was Harpenden.
That's right.
You mean you're Lord Harpenden?
The Earl of Harpenden, sir. Will that be all, my lord?
Yes, thanks, Horton.
Very good, my lord.
So, you're a Earl.
Yes. I'm afraid so.
The first Earl I ever saw.
Oh, they're quite common, really, you know?
It's funny. You seem quite an ordinary sort of guy.
I am quite an ordinary sort of guy.
Don't give me that. You're a Earl. Oh, say, listen, what do I call you?
My friends usually call me Bobby.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Doesn't seem right.
Well, last night you called me Dulcie.
Yeah, so I did.
What's your Christian name?
Joe.
Right. It's Joe and Bobby from now on. Now, listen, I've got to go and dress. How long is your leave?
7 days.
Where are you staying, in London?
Well, nowhere yet. I only got here yesterday.
Well, you can stay here, if you like.
Hell no, I couldn't do that.
Oh, that's all right. I won't be here after tomorrow. I'm getting married, you see, and we're spending our leave together in Oxford.
Oh, gee. Congratulations.
Thanks, dear.
Well, what's that going to make her? I mean, what's the feminine of Earl?
Countess.
Oh, Countess. I knew a girl who became a Countess. She married an Italian.
Really?
She got herself a divorce, and now she's back in Elizabeth City, but she's still a Countess.
Yes, well, of course, Italian countesses don't mean very much. I don't mean to be rude to your friend.
Oh, that's okay. Ellie's a good girl, but she's not one of nature's countesses.
So much for Ellie. Well, now, it's settled, isn't it? You're going to stay here for your leave.
Well, it's darn kind of you, Bobby.
My man Horton will look after you.
Your man Horton. Oh, this slays me.
Oh, does it? Well, I must go and dress.
Oh, yeah, just a minute. Before I finally accept your very kind invitation, it would be all right. You know, a guy might feel kind of lonely at times.
Yes, that's all right. Horton's very discreet.
Oh, it's kind of a hypothetical question anyway. I don't know a darn soul in this town.
Oh, don't you? Well, we'll soon fix that. What's your type? Anything special?
Under 50.
I'm ringing up someone who's very good-looking, very amusing, and mad about Americans. Hello, extension 5651, please. Thanks. She works for the Air Ministry. Typist.
A what?
Typist. A stenographer, you know.
Oh.
Hello, could I speak to Miss Crumb, please? Lord Harpenden. I'll ask around for a drink, and then you could invite her to dinner or something. Hello, Mabel. Bobby. How are you? Well, I told you before not to go out with pearls. Yes, I know they're pests, but that's not the point. Look, darling, what time is that horrible old Sir Archibald letting you off today? Well, what are you doing at the office if it's your day off?
Oh, I see.
What about coming round here for a drink? Albany? In about an hour? There's an American I want you to meet.
Yes, a pet.
He's a bombardier. He's got the most wonderful story about a raid they made on the other side. It'll thrill you to the marrow. All right, darling. I may be out. I've got an interview with the Admiralty. I don't suppose it'll take long. That's the girl. Yes, tomorrow. St. George's, Hanover Square. You're coming, aren't you? Yes, you did. You met her at a cocktail party about a year ago. Yes, that's right. Brown hair and grey eyes. Oh, darling, you are speaking of the woman I love. Yes, I do. Really, I do. Yes, of course I love you too, but in a different way. All right. There's you. She's coming round this morning. She's got the day off, so you can ask her to lunch.
Okay, I haven't done a raid yet.
Oh, haven't you?
Well, don't suppose you'll mind. This is darn kind of you.
Oh, that's all right. Just look on it as a bit of reciprocal lease length.
Say, Bobby, can I use your phone?
Yes, of course.
Hello? Can I speak to Colonel Murphy, please? Lieutenant Mulvaney.
Was your breakfast to your liking, sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Horton.
I'm glad of that, sir.
Hello, Spike? Say, listen, what happened to you guys last night? Yeah, I remember as far as that, but how come I got to a joint called the Jubilee Club, all by myself? Oh, what was she like? Okay, I'll tell you, but you won't believe me. I slept in the same bed with an Earl. No, stupid, an Earl. E-A-R-L, an Earl. Hell no, I wouldn't kid you, Spike. Because he says he's an Earl. Well, you've got to believe a guy when he says a thing like that. No, they don't wear crowns, only when they go to Westminster Abbey. I know that. Hey, you, Horton, where are you going for my uniform?
I was going to brush it, sir. If I may say so, it badly needs a good brushing.
Oh, righty-ho, old fellow.
Very good, sir.
That was his man, Horton. Doesn't it slay you? The Earl? Well, he's young. Younger than me. You can, too, be an Earl when you're young. Remember little Lord Fauntleroy? You're a disbelieving son of a... A place called the Albany. Sort of an old-fashioned apartment house, only the apartments are called chambers. Wise guy. Yeah, Lord Byron lived here. Lord Byron. No, he's dead, you ignorant sap. Don't you know anything except how to drive a B-17? This guy's called Hartenden. The Earl of Hartenden. Yeah. A cracking good sort. I'll see you tonight at the club. Okay, bye.
Excuse me, sir. Did you want your buttons cleaned?
No, thanks. We don't clean our buttons.
Very good, sir.
Don't go for a minute. Stay and talk.
Sir?
How long have you been the Earl's man?
I've been with his lordship all his life. Before that, I was with his father.
You're not the only man he's got, I suppose.
No, sir. We have two large country estates, and before the war, they needed a very big staff to keep them up.
What's happened to them now?
One is a hospital, and the other has been taken over by the Air Force.
Oh, that's tough.
Tough, sir?
Well, I've read a lot about how these English aristocrats are being ruined by the war.
Oh, no, sir. We are far from being ruined. Luckily, our money doesn't come from our estates, which were always run at a loss even before the war.
What does it come from, then?
Ground rents, in London, mostly.
Real estate, huh? That's pretty valuable, I guess.
Yes, sir. We must be worth all of £2 million, sir.
Holy smoke! $8 million?
Yes, sir. Probably a good deal more than that.
Gee. You know, it doesn't seem right to me that a guy should be worth all that money and not have to work for it.
It happens in your country, too, sir.
Yeah, I suppose it does. Still, we don't call them earls.
No, sir.
Oh, you mustn't mind me. I'm just an ignorant American.
No, I'm an American myself, sir. I was born in America and had an American father.
Is that so?
My mother went to New York before I was born. She was a housemaid with the Morgan family there. She married an American opera singer.
She did? Well, how come you're not at the Metropolitan yourself?
I fancy I inherited my mother's talent rather than my father's. Anyway, I understand he was not a very good opera singer. Well, now, sir, if you'll excuse me, I'd better be getting on with my work.
Sure thing. I'm sorry to have kept you.
Not at all, sir. Very glad to have had a chat with a fellow citizen.
$8 million? What do you know?
Do I need a shave?
What? Gosh almighty.
What's the matter?
Your uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Bell-bottom pants and little striped collar. Is that fancy dress, or are you just an ordinary seaman?
I'm just an ordinary seaman. Tell me, do I need a shave?
I guess it'll pass all right.
Mm-hmm. It's got to pass one of lynx-eyed old admirals. Last, I think I do need a shave.
Why don't you have a shave, then?
I've only got one sore-toothed old razor bed, and I can't get another.
Not even for $8 million?
Horton, bring my boots down, will you?
Say, what sort of a ship are you in?
Destroyer.
Seen any action?
Not much. We sink the odd submarine from time to time. We did have a bit of nonsense at Narvik once a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. How long have you been in this racket?
3 years.
Gosh, haven't made you an officer yet?
Not yet. They may this morning, though. That's what my interview with the Admiralty is about.
How come you haven't been up for an interview before?
I have been. 3 times. This is an annual ceremony.
And they turned you down each time?
Flat, my dear lieutenant, as a pancake.
Well, how come, you being his lordship and all that?
His earlship and all that I may be, but as I'm reluctantly forced to conclude, I'm also an extremely incompetent sailor.
Your boots, my lord, if your lordship will sit down.
Thank you, Horton.
Well, for Pete's sake, can't you put on your own boots?
Look, you better get dressed unless you want to receive Mabel Crumb in your negligee.
Oh, okay. Isn't it customary in the British Navy for a rating to stand up when an officer passes him?
I'm very sorry, sir.
So I should hope. All right, carry on, my lord. See you in the sleigh.
High-spirited young gentlemen, these Americans.
Yes, Horton, very. By the way, you've got to look after him after tomorrow. I'm lending him these chambers.
Is that wise, my lord? You have some very breakable things here, and I would...
Don't worry about that, Horton. He appreciates my things much better than I do.
Very good, my lord.
Good morning, Horton.
Good morning, my lady. Lady Elizabeth.
Good lord. All right, Horton.
Hello, Bobby.
Hello, darling. I told you I've got to dash off to this interview in a second.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I simply have to fly in and wish you luck.
That's very sweet of you. I need it. Well, how are you, poor little thing? Did you have an awful journey?
Awful.
Didn't you sleep at all?
Not a wink.
Well, you look very well on it, I must say. Hello? Haven't you lost a stripe? You were a sergeant last time I saw you.
Yes, I know.
What's the trouble?
My CO's a cat.
So is my captain if it comes to that. Funny, we're neither of us awfully good at our jobs, are we?
Oh, I'm quite good at mine. I just have bad luck, that's all.
What did you do this time?
I lost the plans of the station defence.
Good lord.
Well, we found them again all right. I'd only left them in the ladies. Well,
that's nothing at all. What bad luck?
You're a beast, but I love you.
Do you really?
Oh, I don't know about really.
You're not beginning to have doubt on our wedding eve.
Oh, no, Bobby. It's just that it's easier for you to know about these things than it is for me.
Oh, why, may I ask?
Well, I've practically never known any other man in my life except you, living up in that awful old northern fastness of ours. I've always loved you, though, especially since you've been a sailor, because you look so beautiful in that uniform with those lovely baggy trousers and that low neck.
Your view seems to be shared by their lordships of the Admiralty.
Now, you've known hundreds of girls, thousands, probably.
No, darling. Just hundreds.
So it's easier for you to judge.
Judge what?
Whether you love me really or not.
I love you really.
More really than you love Mabel Crumb?
Who's Mabel Crumb?
Darling, you know very well who Mabel Crumb is. So do I. We hear things, you know, even up in Inverness.
I have simply no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you have. Darling, how could you? She's awful.
Well, how do you know?
Even Daddy knows her.
I don't see why the fact that she's an acquaintance of Colonel the Duke of Eyre and Stirling should necessarily damn this lady, whoever she is.
Well, you know what Daddy's like.
Darling, you shock me. Really, you do.
Do you remember I met this Mabel Crumb at a party when you were on leave about a year ago? I pretended not to know anything about it then because we weren't even officially engaged. But I hear now you've been seeing her again.
Your gossip, my sweet, is as untrustworthy as your father's racing tips. I haven't seen Mabel Crumb for months and months.
Bobby.
What do you mean, Bobby?
I always know when you're lying. You give yourself away every time.
How?
I'm not going to tell you how. It's a little trick that's going to come in very useful after we're married. After we're married, I shall know the exact minute you start seeing Mabel Crumb again.
Elizabeth, I consider that a perfectly revolting thing to say. Have you no moral standards of any sort?
I don't know. I've never had a chance of finding out. I have a logical mind, and I can't see why, if you see Mabel Crumb before we're married, you shouldn't see her after we're married.
Shall I tell you why? A little bagatelle called the marriage vow.
Do you mean to keep that little bagatelle?
I do.
Yes, I can see you do. You're not lying now. All right, darling, I'm sorry. It's only because I don't know anything about men. I've only got Daddy to go by.
Yes, but for the sake of the future of the human race, I trust that is a misleading model.
He's coming round to see you this morning. On business, he says.
Oh, heavens, doesn't he ever do any work at the War Office?
Not much. I think they only gave him the job because the army wanted to take over Dunglennon.
What is the job?
Liaison officer to the Pole.
Does he speak Polish?
No, but he says he understands their point of view.
Well, I should have thought a little ready cash would be more acceptable.
Oh, he got that too. The bookies have got it by now. Which reminds me, darling, don't put any money into Zippy Snaps.
It's as easy for you to sit there and say don't put any money into Zippy Snaps. Anyway, thank God, he'll miss me. I've got to go out.
Oh, Bobby, I've just remembered. Oh, how awful. I should have told you before. There's someone else coming round to see you this morning.
Oh, yes, darling, who's that?
Well, I hadn't only asked him to come round, either.
What do you mean?
I told you I had to sit up all night in the train, didn't I? Well, we were eight in the carriage, and next to me there was the most enchanting little free French lieutenant. Wasn't that funny?
Hilarious.
Well, anyway, we talked all night, in French mostly, so the others couldn't hear what we were saying.
For 10 hours? What about?
Oh, all sorts of things. Well, anyway, he was going up to London on leave, and the poor little man had no idea where he was going to stay. So I said that... What's the matter?
So you said he could stay here?
Yes, Bobby. I hope you don't mind, but I knew you wouldn't be using the flat after tomorrow, and I thought just for the one night you wouldn't mind him bunking in that bed with you.
Darling, there is already a vast American bombardier bunking in that bed with me. He's in there now dressing. I refuse point blank for you or for Free France to sleep three in a bed.
Oh, dear. Who is the American?
It's rather a long story to tell you now. You say that this is a little Frenchman?
Quite little. Of course, I only saw him sitting down.
Would he fit on the sofa, do you think?
Yes, I should think so.
Oh, all right. Well, you'd better stay here and explain the situation to him when he arrives. I've got to go. See you at lunch. Goodbye. Or perhaps, now I come to think of it, it would be better if I just left a message for him with Horton. I mean, I don't want to keep you...
That's all right. I like to stay here. I've got nothing to do all morning.
Oh, splendid. Darling, do you mind if I make a phone call?
But I thought you were in a hurry, darling.
Yes, but this is something I've just thought of that's got to be done. Official business for my captain. Hello, Air Ministry? Extension 5651, please. Hello, this is Lord Harpenden here. Could I possibly speak to the young lady I spoke to earlier this morning? I forget her name. Oh, yes, of course. That's stupid of me. Terrible head for names. Hello, yes, this is Lord Harpenden. You may remember I spoke to you earlier on a certain matter. I see that you've taken no steps to, expedite delivery. Yes, I'm glad of that. Well, the fact is that something has come up that renders the immediate project temporarily, inoperative. Yes, that's exactly it, exactly. I'll ring you later. Goodbye.
What have you got to do with the Air Ministry, darling?
Oh, we work a lot with the RAF, you know. Coastal Command, flying boats, cooperations, all the thing these days. Oh, Lord, I'm late. Goodbye, darling. Oh, gosh. Here's your Frenchman. You can entertain him.
Morning, Horton. Good morning, Your Grace.
Oh, no, it's not. It's Daddy.
Oh, blast.
His Grace.
My boy, I've got you in. Good, how are you? Looking well, anyway. All that ozone, I expect, isn't it?
Yes, sir, thank you. If you'll excuse me,
That's all right, my boy. I won't keep you a second. Just wanted a little chat on certain rather pressing matters, business, you know.
Daddy, Bobby's got an interview at the Admiralty, and if he doesn't start soon, he'll be late.
Was it? Oh, I mustn't be late for the Admiralty, my boy. That'll never do.
Yes, I quite agree.
So I'll come straight to the point. I just come from your solicitors. We've been looking over that marriage settlement. Well, now that's a very handsome document, I must say. Very handsome indeed. There's just one thing. Coming a little nearer home.
Do you mind, sir, if we discuss it some other time? If I'm late for this interview...
No, quite so, my boy. This won't take a minute. I noticed that no provision whatever has been made for your wife's family.
That was agreed, sir.
Agreed by whom? Not by me.
No, sir, you weren't consulted by your daughter's solicitors. I had anyway agreed to make you an allowance.
Oh, quite so, my boy, quite so. But these things are better on paper, my boy. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
I can't see why.
My dear fellow, these days we must face facts.
Bobby, the time, look.
Oh, Lord, I'm really going to be late. Please, sir, could we face them some other time?
I tell you what, I've got a car. I'll drive you around to the Admiralty and we can talk some more about it on the way. What do you say?
No, thank you, sir. Only we must start now.
Yes, that's all right. Bye. Joe, I nearly forgot the phone call I must make.
Daddy, please hurry.
That's all right, my dear. It'll only take a second.
But my interview's for 1:30.
Just a little jingle, my boy. I won't keep you jiffy.
Don't worry, darling.
Yeah. Hello? Is that McDougal and Steinbeck? This is Primrose Path speaking. Primrose Path. I want £50 each way. Was it? Oh, well, it's in the post. Yes, posted it myself. My dear sir, I can assure you. The old account? Oh, well, there was a little mistake over that. My servant forgot to post it. Yes, devilish stupid of him. My good man, I presume you know who I am? Oh, you do. Well, really, that's nice treatment, I must say. Very well then. I shall remove my custom elsewhere. And a very good day to you, sir. Upon my word.
Oh.
Daddy!
Damn lot of yahoos. McDougal and Steinbeck. Eh? Oh? Give me the hall porter, please. Hello, Barker. This is the Duke of Air and Stirling. Will you put 1/2 crown each way on Bernadotte in the 3:30 for me? Yeah, that's right. Yes. When I see you... All right, my boy, we can go off now. Quite ready?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. You can't go to the Admiralty looking like a scarecrow. Your collar's all crooked.
Oh, here, darling. You fix it.
There, darling. It looks sweet.
Lieutenant Colbert.
Oh, heaven help us.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you? Lovely to see you. Make yourself at home. I've got to go.
Hello. This is my father, Lieutenant Colbert.
Enchanté, monsieur. Enchanté.
Hurry up.
Il fait chaud aujourd'hui, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, monsieur, je l'ai remarqué moi-même.
Votre figure me semble familière. Vous connaissez Paris?
Oui, monsieur, je connais Paris.
Oh, for heaven's sake, sir.
All right, my boy, I'm coming. Well, we must meet again, monsieur. Vous devez venir have un morceau à manger avec moi à mon club.
Avec plaisir, mon colonel.
Oh, Captain Cole, goodbye, my dear. I'll pick you up later. Now, my boy, come along. The point I had in mind about this settlement is that it's a form of insurance.
Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
It's all right about using the flat, except that you will have to sleep on the sofa just for tonight.
Oh, that is very kind. Who was the sailor?
Oh, that was my fiancé, Bobby Harpenden.
Your fiancé?
You're surprised.
Well, you told me he was an earl. I had not expected to see him dressed in that manner.
You pictured him with a little coronet and an ermine cloak.
Oh, hardly, milady, but I imagined him a little older and with a big moustache and a hook nose. I don't know why.
Do you mind not calling me milady?
Oh, I beg your pardon. What must I call you then?
Well, later on last night, we were calling each other Elizabeth and René.
Last night was last night.
And today is today. Oh, I don't see what difference it
makes. Elizabeth, I made one of two errors last night. Either I said to you too much, or I did not say enough.
Well, you didn't say too much.
Then I did not say enough. Elizabeth, do not marry this man.
Not marry Bobby? Why ever not?
I implore you, turn back before it is too late.
But I love him. Why should
I? You love him? Yes, you told me so last night. But you also told me what is the truth. You told me you had for him no passion, no white-hot burning of the heart.
Oh, dear, did I really say that?
So you did not employ those words, but that is nevertheless what you said. Oh, you love him, oh, yes, we will agree. So that one loves one's brother or one's little puppy dog. But you are not in love with him, not in a thousand years.
But I may be in love with him. It's just that I don't know, that's all. Anyway, ordinary, quiet, restful love is a much better basis for marriage than this white-hot burning passion of the heart, or whatever you call
it. Oh, no, Elizabeth, oh, no. That is why you make such a terrible mistake. I see it all so clearly. Two great English houses. The alliance planned from an age when you were both little children.
Oh, no, no, it's not like that at all. Both of us have always been perfectly free to choose.
That is what your families have allowed you to believe.
But even if I'm not in love with Bobby, and I don't admit that for a minute, mind you, but even if I'm not, at least he's in love with me.
Is he? And what about the woman? Crumb.
Oh, dear. Did I tell you that?
Turn back, Elizabeth. Turn back, or you will ruin two lives.
But supposing I don't marry Bobby, what then? I'll go back to Inverness, and after the war I'll go on living in Dungleman. And I'll never meet anybody again as nice or as good-looking or as all right, as rich as Bobby. And I'll just be an old maid and sink into a decline.
You will not be an old maid, nor will you sink into a decline. It is not in your face. You are very beautiful, but that is nothing. You have in your eyes a joy, a desire, a voluptuous flame of life that will not be quenched.
Have I?
Wait, Elizabeth, wait, and one day you will find a lover worthy of those eyes.
How do you know I will?
I know it. That is all. You have only to wait. And I know, too, that you will not have to wait for very long.
I believe you're making love.
Have the right to believe that, indeed.
I'm going to tell Bobby every single thing you've said.
Very well, he will strike me with the right hook, and that is unfortunate, but
I hope he does strike you with a right hook, and a left hook, too.
You see how angry I have made you. If what I said was not the truth, you would not then be angry. You would merely laugh.
I do laugh. I think everything you said is frightfully funny. I may not be laughing outside, but I am laughing inside like mad.
I will go. I repeat, turn back, Elizabeth, before it is too late. Leave this earl who does not love you to his title and his riches and his crumbs.
Oh, go away.
Very well, Elizabeth.
Well, well, well. So, you finally showed up.
Hello.
I guess I'd better introduce myself. My name's Mulvaney, Lieutenant Mulvaney.
Oh, how do you do? I'm...
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell me who you are. Your pal, the Earl, told me all about you.
He told me about you, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, well, well. I'm telling you, that son of a gun didn't exaggerate one little bit. In fact, he didn't tell me the half of it.
Thank you very much.
Among other things, he said you had a soft spot for America.
Did he? Well, of course I like Americans very much.
Strictly between ourselves, I got a soft spot, too, for babes who look like you.
Oh, that's splendid.
That's terrific. Say, listen, how about a little drink? I could use one myself.
So could I.
I wonder where the Earl keeps his liquor, if any.
Oh, in that cupboard over there.
Yeah. You'd know a thing like that, wouldn't you? Who better? Yeah. Ah, hot dog with some scotch.
Isn't there any sherry?
Sherry? You wouldn't fool me, would you, babe? You'll take scotch and like it.
Oh.
Here you are.
Oh, I couldn't possibly drink that. Would you mind
boiling it for you?
Mm.
Okay.
It's much too strong.
Oh, go on. It won't hurt you. Here's to Anglo-American relations.
Anglo-American relations.
Oh. What's the matter?
Well, I'm not used to drinks as strong as that at this time of the morning.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I know. Bobby didn't tell me you'd be in uniform. Suits you, though. Gosh, that blue brings out the color of your eyes.
Oh, do you think so?
I certainly do think so. That's one fine little pair of eyes you got yourself there, Sergeant. Are you Sergeant?
No, just a corporal.
Not for long, I'll bet. Say, aren't all the air marshals crazy about you?
They don't appear to be.
There must be a lot of blind old sourpusses. Now, if you were in the Army Air Corps...
What would happen?
You'd be a general.
I wish I were in the Army Air Corps.
You're not the only one who wishes that. Tell me, babe, what do you like most about Americans?
Well, I've met so awfully few working where I do. But if you're typical of them, then I've got to admit that...
Go ahead. Admit what?
Well, that they're a bit different from other men.
Different in a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Okay. So, let's have another drink.
Oh, no, please.
Now, listen, babe. You're not fooling anyone but yourself with this Pollyanna stuff. I want another drink. You want another drink. So, we both have another little drink. It's good stuff, too. Pre-war by the smell of it. Here you are. Bottoms up this time. Or as you say, no heel taps.
Oh, dear, I'd much rather not.
Now, listen. If you haven't finished that drink by the time I finish mine, I'll put you over my knee and spank the life out of you.
I believe you would, too.
You bet your sweet life I would. Now, here's to even closer Anglo-American relations.
Even closer Anglo-American relations. Oh, there.
That's the girl. Now then, should I tell you about that raid?
Oh, yes, do.
Well, there we were, upside down. Nothing on the clock, enemy fighters swarming all around us.
Oh, how awful.
So, what do we do?
What?
Come a little closer, I'll tell you.
What did you do?
We righted the ship, beat off the fighters, and returned to our base.
Riddled with holes?
Riddled with holes.
How wonderful.
Oh, it didn't mean a thing.
No, it was. It was wonderful. Did you get the Congressional thing?
Come again?
The Congressional Medal of Honor.
Oh, that. No, they're thinking up something else for us, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it's nothing. Hey, how do you work that radiogram? You should know.
Oh, yes, I do. I'll show you.
Come on. Let's dance.
All right.
Baby, you're one of the loveliest things I ever saw in all my life. Now, I'm not kidding.
You're rather lovely yourself.
Give me a kiss, honey.
No.
Oh, I suppose I better answer that. Hello? No, he's out. Who?
Mabel, who?
Oh, yeah, I'll tell him. What was that name again? Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Oh, holy smoke.
Oh, who was that?
No one at all.
Don't you want to go on dancing?
Well, as a matter of fact, I got a rush, you know. This minute, to see my colonel. I'm late.
Oh.
That's right. Waiting. I hope you haven't been bored.
No, Daddy, I wasn't bored. Not bored at all. Yeah. Not even the teeniest little bit bored. Good night, Daddy. I'm going to go to sleep.
God bless my soul. What an astonishing thing.
Getting on well, I see.
Oh, hello, Bobby.
That chair's a tight fit for two, isn't it?
I didn't think you'd be back till later. I'll turn this off.
I'm sorry, Joe. I went on a pub crawl all by myself and got bored. All my friends were out of town.
Well, what about Freddy Dawson?
Oh, his leave's been cancelled. He went dashing back this afternoon.
Wasn't he going to be your best man?
Yes, he was. I knew it was a mistake to choose a commander. Joe, what about you deputizing for him?
It's darn kind of you, Bobby, and I sure appreciate the compliment, but maybe I'd better not.
Oh, why not?
I'm an American.
Just the thing. It's an excellent gesture towards closer Anglo-American relations.
Yeah, you're telling me. Oh, hell, Bobby, I'd just love to do it ordinarily, and I'm grateful. to you for asking me, but count me out. There's a good guy.
Oh, all right. What about you, Mabel? I could dress you up as a sailor.
Oh, darling, I couldn't trust myself. I'd break down and cry and tear the bride's eyes out.
Oh, isn't she a nice girl, Joe? Don't you adore her?
Yeah, I sure do.
He doesn't. The fact is, he's fallen in love with a girl he met this morning.
Hey, that's not true. Whatever gave you that idea?
He won't stop talking about how lovely she was and how melting and soft and alluring. And then apparently he made an awful boo because he blushes scarlet whenever he thinks of it.
Hey, listen.
Oh? Who was she?
No one. No one at all. I was making it all up.
It was a whack.
Tell us about it, Joe.
Oh, have a heart, will you? Something I'm trying to forget. Tell us about yourself. Oh, how did the interview go? I forgot to ask you when I phoned.
Uh-huh.
What went wrong?
I was a quarter of an hour late in the first place. My hair was too long and I hadn't shaved. I didn't know how many tuppenny halfpenny stamps I could buy for half a crown. In short, for the fourth time in this war, I proved conclusively to the Admiralty and to myself that I am not the officer type.
Oh, too bad. Tell me, did you see your fiancé today?
Only for a few seconds, at a hotel about drink time. I was supposed to meet her for lunch, but she rang up to say she had a headache and had gone to bed.
A headache, huh? Oh, well. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going bye-byes myself.
Oh, leave me alone with this man-eater on my wedding eve.
Man-eater nothing. If you want to see a real man-eater, you come to Elizabeth City and I'll show you one.
Dulcie?
Oh, hell no, not Dulcie. I meant Ellie.
Oh, Countess Ellie.
Dulcie's a good girl. I'm in love with Dulcie. I hope. Oh, gee, Miss Crumb, I must be going nuts. I forgot all about seeing you home.
That's all right, Lieutenant. I can easily see myself home.
Hell, you live outside London in a village called Kensington or something, don't you?
All right, Joe, don't worry. I'll see she gets home. You go to bed.
Oh, okay. Good night, folks.
Night. Did you have a good time tonight? What did you do?
Oh, we went to the theater and had dinner afterwards. It was really awfully sweet. Very distrait, though. I think he really did have some rather shattering experience this morning.
Really?
Poor Pet was in such a state about it, whatever it was, that he wanted to go dashing off after dinner to the park or somewhere to think things out, he said.
Isn't that typically American, to go to the park to think things out?
He didn't want to come back here at all, until I said you'd be awfully offended with him if he just stayed it away without saying a word. Between you and me, I think we were both of us delighted to see you barge in.
I'm sorry about that. Why?
Well, he... because he doesn't like me so much, and I... because I love you so much.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the sailors. Look, it wasn't only because I was bored that I came back early tonight. I wanted to see you.
Did you, darling?
Yes. First I thought I'd write you, then I thought there was a bit, you know... Then I thought I ought to tell you, myself, although it isn't awfully easy. So, you see, we've always been good friends, and I'd hate anything. Oh, Lord, I wish I could come to the point.
You don't have to, darling. I know what the point is. After tonight, you don't want to see me anymore. That's it, isn't it?
You're an angel.
But, darling, don't be silly. I knew it perfectly well. Well, I don't see you very often. And when I read you were getting married, I thought, well, that's that. He'll just fade quietly away and I won't ever see him again. I didn't even expect a letter because, anyway, you're not a very good letter writer, are you? I must say, I'm rather grateful you told me, though.
I didn't tell you. You told me.
You tried to, anyway. Can I give myself another drink?
Yes, of course.
What are you putting in my bag?
Nothing. Just your taxi fare home.
Let me look. Oh, a check for $2,000? Darling, you are a fool. The correct thing for me to do now, I suppose, is to tear it up, grind the pieces into the carpet with my heel, burst into tears and say you've insulted me.
Oh, I hope you don't.
I won't. That's the sort of insult I appreciate. Oh, those notes make me dizzy.
Now, don't spend it all at once.
No. I'll pay a quarter's rent in advance. I'll pay my dentist. He'll have a stroke, poor little man. I'll buy a new fur coat, pay for that gin, buy that sapphire brooch, and, oh, yes, I'll pay for Brenda's operation. what's left can go into war savings. Darling, take that smirk off your face and don't make any of those nasty, dry comments. Will you believe me that there's never been any derrière pensée?
Oh, darling, arrière pensée.
Oh, arrière pensée, then. There's never been any thought of things like that behind any of the little favors I may have done you in the past. My greed got the better of me just now. Otherwise, I would have torn up that check and made a scene. Do you believe me?
Yes, darling, I do.
Well, that's all, except... Well, goodbye. And thank you very much. Something in my eye again.
I'll kiss it well. Oh, Lord, now who on earth's that?
You don't suppose it's Elizabeth, do you?
Oh, she wouldn't come round here alone at this time of night.
Why, if not?
She's rather old-fashioned in these matters. Horton's in bed. Just in case of accidents, would you mind awfully going up to the kitchen for a moment?
Why, the kitchen?
Well, it's the only other room available.
Oh, all right, darling.
Take your drink. Have you got cigarettes?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now, you go up the stairs and turn to the left. Not the right. That's where Horton sleeps.
Okay, darling.
All right. Just coming. Joe, come out of there.
What's cooking?
That's exactly it. You're to go up to the kitchen and keep Mabel Crumb company.
The kitchen? Why? What are we going to do up in the kitchen?
Do you need me to brief you? Here, take a bottle of gin. Now, come on, up the stairs and turn to the left. That's it. Up you go. That's the idea. Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I have no idea.
Yes, sir. Listen. Are you feeling strong enough to stand a shock?
Yes, I think so, sir. Why?
I've just come from seeing Elizabeth. I was with her for over 4 hours, but she's adamant, I'm afraid, adamant.
Adamant? About what?
My boy, brace yourself.
Yes, sir, I have braced myself.
She says she's not going to marry you.
Oh.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said. Why isn't she going to marry me?
Yes, just did, I don't know.
Oh.
She talked a lot of gibberish about planned alliance and wrecking two lives and her not having any white-hot burning thingamajig about you or something.
What was that about white-hot burning thingamajig?
Well, I can't remember the words exactly. There was something about a voluptuous flame of something or other. I remember that. And then there was this white-hot poppycock. And then, well, to cut a long story short, she says she's not in love with you anymore.
Oh.
And don't keep on saying oh.
Well, there doesn't seem much else to say except oh.
Good grief, man. If I were in your shoes, I'd put up such a shindy they'd hear me in Timbuktu.
I take it that in spite of the fact your daughter says she doesn't love me, you're still in favor of this match.
Of course I'm in favor of this match. It's a damn good match. I'm fond of you, my boy. You know that. I feel about you as I feel about my own son.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, what are you going to do about it, eh?
I'm going to have a drink.
Robert... I'm disappointed in you.
Anything for you?
Oh, whiskey and soda.
What on earth made her change her mind like this?
Well, I've been thinking it out, and it occurred to me that something that happened this morning might have some connection.
Hmm.
Thanks. Good health.
Oh, what happened this morning?
Well, something devilish fishy. Hmm. Deuced odd, whole thing. When I came back here to pick up Elizabeth, I found her in a state I can only describe as peculiar.
Peculiar? How peculiar.
Devilish peculiar. Between you and me, my boy, don't let it go any further. If it hadn't been Elizabeth, I'd have said she was sozzled.
Sozzled? Elizabeth?
Stinko profundo. She insisted on putting her feet up on the sofa and dropping off to sleep there and then.
Well, she had a headache. She told me so when she put me off for lunch.
Yes, later on she did have a headache. Not at the time, though. She was as gay as a bee when I found her. And her breath...
Sherry?
Whiskey.
But she hates whiskey.
My boy was unmistakable. You can't deceive me. I've had too much experience of it in our family.
Good Lord.
No, that's not the end of it. Just before I came into the sitting room, while I was talking to Horton out in the hall, a young man came dashing past me and out through the front door going like the wind.
Oh, what did he look like?
Well, he was tall and dark and he was in uniform. Well, no, not our uniform. As a matter of fact, I think he might have been one of those Americans who are wandering about all over London these days.
An American? Then I know who it is.
You do? Right, my boy, your duty's plain. You must get in touch with this scallywag.
I don't need to get in touch with him. I mean, he's here.
Here? Where?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen? What's he doing in the kitchen?
I tremble to think.
Well, good Lord, just don't stand there. Get him down from the kitchen.
Well, I'm not at all sure.
Well, if you won't, I will. Hey, you! Up in the kitchen. Whoever you are, leave whatever you're doing and come down at once. At once, do you understand? Yeah, that ought to fetch him.
What am I to say to him?
Well, leave it to me.
What's the matter? Did someone call?
I did.
Hello, Tippy, darling. How are you?
Oh, it's you, Mabs. Now, sir, I must ask you for an explanation.
By the way, this is Lieutenant Mulvaney, the Duke of Air and Stirling.
Holy mackerel, a duke.
I want a straight answer to a straight question. Have you or have you not been making love to my daughter?
Well, here's the way it is, your... Oh, by the way, what do I call
you? Never mind what you call me. Answer me question.
Say, Bobby, is the Duke of Arran, who's it, your father-in-law?
Yes, to be. Or rather, not to be.
Darling, what a lovely Hamlet you'd make.
Stop it, Mabs. You shouldn't be here at all.
Darling, go back in the kitchen. Do you mind?
Oh, all right. If the lieutenant did make love to your daughter, you might ask her to get in touch with me sometime.
No, sir. Your answer.
Well, Duke, I guess the answer's yes. I did make love to your daughter.
Oh, Joe.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I should have told you, I guess, but I didn't have the nerve. You see, Duke, I thought your daughter was Mabel Crum.
You what?
Lord, of course. Yes, I see it all now. Joe, I forgive you for everything. But whatever it was you said to Elizabeth has had the effect of making her say she won't marry me.
It has? Well, can you beat that?
I may be very obtuse, but I must ask why this gentleman thought my daughter was Mabel Crum.
Joe, run and see who that is. I'm out to everybody.
Oh, sure thing.
You may be satisfied with this fellow's explanation, but he seems devilish flimsy to me. Why on earth did he think my daughter's Mabel Crum?
Oh, for heaven's sake, sir, he did. Isn't that enough for you?
No.
It's a little French guy. He says you promised him he could sleep here.
Oh, Lord. Where is he?
Right here, in the hall.
Come in, won't you?
Merci, monsieur.
How are you? I'm so glad you came. Nice to see you. I wonder if you'd mind awfully going up to the kitchen for a moment.
Is the kitchen?
Yes, it's up the stairs and turn to the left. You can't miss it.
Yeah, it's quite comfortable up there. There are two armchairs and a bottle of gin.
Ah, they can put the gingy bit of seat. And we'll be off
to on about now.
Now, listen, Joe. You've got to put this right.
What do you want me to do, Bobby?
The best thing I should think would be to go round to see her at Gray's and explain the whole thing.
Oh, what's the good of that? He'd only start making love to her again.
Oh, no, he won't.
What makes you think I won't?
Joe.
I'm sorry, Bobby. It does seem one hell of a way to return your hospitality.
Oh, please, don't start apologizing. I couldn't bear it.
Oh, so you couldn't bear it? Why, good heavens, man, you're not going to let him snatch the girl you love from under your very nose.
How can I stop him?
Well, good Lord, at least you can... You can fight him, can't you? Knock him for six through that window.
He's too big. Besides, I like him.
Like him? What's that got to do with it?
Pardon, monsieur, mais...
Go away, monsieur. Allez, faisons.
Mademoiselle Crum has told me that something has arisen in connection with Milady Elizabeth. Might I ask, is it that Milady has decided not to marry Milord Armfandel?
Yes, that's right.
Then if you are searching for the reason of her decision, I think I can give it to you. It is I alone who am responsible.
What?
This morning I advised the Lady Elizabeth not to marry this lord.
Now, wait a minute. Am I to understand that you made love to my daughter, too, this morning?
I cannot deny it, monsieur.
But why, monsieur? Pourquoi?
Because I love her.
Well,
what is more? If, as you say, your daughter has taken my advice, then it appears probable that she has returned my love.
I shall be obliged, gentlemen, if when in due course you have concluded your deliberations, you would inform me with how many members of the United Nations my daughter is to form an attachment. Personally, I'm going to the kitchen to have a gin with Mabel Crum.
I suppose you will wish to knock me down, Milor.
You're certainly smaller than Joe, but at the moment I don't see what's to be gained by knocking you down either.
Considerable satisfaction. Come on, Bobby, let you and me gang up on him and bounce him down the stairs. What do you say?
Sure, I see I'm facing two enemies. That is a surprise. I should have thought you, Monsieur l'Américain, would have been my ally. Seeing that my confession has saved you from being falsely accused of stealing this your fiancé.
Falsely accused, nothing. Elizabeth's leaving Bobby because of me,
see? I do think so, monsieur. She's leaving him because of me.
Listen, I made love to her.
So did I make love to her.
I said she was the loveliest thing I ever saw in all my life.
I too said she was very beautiful.
Yeah, but I made real love to her, see? I kissed her.
Don't mind me.
At what hour did you take these liberties with Milord Fiancé?
What the hell does it matter? What hour?
It matters very much. Try, if you will, to remember, was it after 11 o'clock?
Not much after.
But after, nonetheless.
Yeah, I guess so.
What abominable luck, sacré Norvin Pippa. And these attentions of yours, she repaid them?
I'll say she did. Oh, I'm sorry, Bobby.
Oh, not at all. But before you go on, I think I ought to tell you, I hope you won't both be too angry with me. This morning I also made a little love to my fiancée, and at one moment I even went so far as to give her a kiss. I'm most terribly sorry. You must both try to be generous and forgive me.
At what hour was it you gave your fiancée a kiss, Miller?
Oh, yes, of course, that's very important, isn't it? It was, let me see, about 10 minutes to 11.
10 minutes to 11, that is all right, then. It was a few minutes after 11 that I advised her not to marry you and to await a lover more worthy of her.
Oh, yes, I see, yes. A lover more worthy of her.
Yes, Miller, I was naturally referring to myself and had too much delicacy to say so.
Ah, nuts. What right have you got to go running around saying those sort of things to guys' fiancés? Well, at least I had some sort of excuse for behaving as I did. He had none.
I had every excuse. Last night on the train from Inverness to London, I sat next to the most adorable young girl I had yet seen in England. She's merely a corporal, what? So, naturally, I open conversation.
You see the sort of guy this is? A railroad menace.
Well, not at all. When in Rome, I do as the Romans. And in English trains, I usually try to give the impression of having died in my seat. But this opportunity, I could not let pass. I find my wife is not at all what I imagine. I find she is to marry, the following day, a young and immensely rich noble whom she patently, from a thousand little hints she gives me, does not love, and who, it is equally patent, does not love her.
And why is that so patent?
I find he keeps a mistress.
I keep a mistress?
That young woman I have just met in the kitchen is not your mistress?
No, no. She's Mabel Crumb.
Oh, do not misunderstand me, Miller. I am not prudish in these matters. A man can keep 100 mistresses and still maintain a happy and successful marriage. But when I hear that he keeps Mabel Crumb, naturally I say, then of course he cannot love Elizabeth as wholeheartedly, as devotedly, with the same white-hot, burning passion.
Ah, white-hot, burning thingamy, eh?
Miller.
She mentioned some such idiotic phrase to her father when she told him she wasn't going to marry me.
She did? Splendid. Then perhaps it is still possible she has returned my passion.
Listen, you little rat. The only way she'd return your passion is through the mail, marked not wanted.
The situation is not held by impoliteness, monsieur. We are at an impasse. You maintain she loves you, I maintain she loves me. We must devise a scheme of finding out the truth.
I'll ask her. Here and now.
Good for you, Bobby. Only, listen, let me talk to her, will you?
If he talks to her, then it is only fair that I talk to her, too.
Now, look, I'm a patient man. I have sat, mainly in silence, while you two gentlemen have gloatingly described in the fullest and most sordid details the vile attentions you have forced on the girl I love. May I remind you, however, that you are under my roof, and you're both very much mistaken if either of you imagines that you're going to have tuppence worth of verbal love play with my fiancée on my telephone.
But, Miller, since this evening she's no longer your fiancée.
We'll see about that. Hello? Grace? Lady Elizabeth Randall, please. Yes, darling. Bobby. No, no, please don't. All right, then. I promise not to argue. Just tell me why. Yes, but your father wasn't as explicit as I'd like, and... When will I get it? Tomorrow? Yes, but I want to know tonight. Darling, don't cry. I only want to know what's happened. Yes, but what's the difference between loving someone and being in love with someone? All right, then tell me, is there someone else? What do you mean you don't know? Well, let me tell you, I do know.
Hey, give me that.
Go away, Joe. I know it's one of two men.
The fair play, me, darling.
The fair play, my Fanny. Sorry, darling. All right, but let me tell you, so that you'll be warned. One of them is a vicious French snake who goes about bothering young wafts in railway carriages, and the other is a lecherous American who mistook you for a trollop.
I insist on the fair play.
Hey, you little rat, give me that phone. Don't believe him, Elizabeth. I don't think you're a trollop. I love you.
Écoutez, Elizabeth,
hey.
I'm not a vicious French snake. I love you passionately, devotedly, with a burning... She has run off.
Huh? What did you expect?
Miller, I'm astonished with you. Was that what you learned on the playing fields of Eton?
I was at Harrow. Hey, Malvini, where do you think you're going?
Oh, I just thought I'd go out for a little stroll.
I suppose your little stroll wouldn't take you anywhere near Elizabeth's hotel, would it?
Oh, no, you're not leaving this flat tonight.
Oh, look, Bobby, be reasonable, will you? I got to get to see Elizabeth tonight.
If he goes, then I go too.
And if you both go, I go with you.
Another impasse. There is only one solution.
What's that? The fair play?
Exactly, Miller, the fair play. Each man to go on the hotel in turn.
Yeah, but who goes first?
Alphabetical order?
No, thank you, Mr. Colbert.
Then we must toss up a coin.
Wait a minute. I don't think I agree to this.
If you don't agree to my suggestion, Miller, then I should be painfully compelled to side with this large lieutenant against you, and you would not then stand much chance.
I got an idea. Do you guys play craps?
Once, a long time ago. I have forgotten.
Well, it's quite simple. Do you know how, Bobby?
Yes, vaguely. You have to make 7 or something, don't you?
Yeah, 7 or 11 wins straight off. A 2 or 3 loses. But with anything else, say a 6 or an 8, you have to throw until you make that number again when you'd win. Or a 7 when you'd lose. You get the idea?
I think so, yes.
Okay, Bobby, I'll shoot you first. Now, take one and flip it.
Flip it?
Yeah, like that. Okay, mine. Now, I shoot first. 8. Now I gotta roll an 8 before a 7. Little later from Decatur, little later, sweet potato. Come up!
I trust you are all enjoying yourselves?
Yes, thank you, Monsieur Le Duc.
May I ask what you're doing?
Shooting craps, Duke.
I gather you settled to your mutual satisfaction that unimportant little problem on which you were engaged when I left you?
Well, in a sense, this game is going to settle that.
Come up, little 5 and 3. Come up, little 4 and 4.
Do you mean to tell me you're playing craps for my daughter?
We are playing to decide who proposes to her first.
This is monstrous. It's unheard of. It's 18th century.
Clear the floor, will you, Duke? You're spoiling my throw. There she is, 4 and 4. Okay, Frenchie, now it's you and me. Take one and flip.
Well, would you believe it?
Okay, that's your throw.
May I remind you, gentlemen, that it's my daughter you're dicing for?
9. Is that good?
Not very. Can win, though. Try and throw another. A 4 and a 5 or a 6 and a 3.
That would be easy.
4.
8. That's nearer.
Nearer 7, too.
10, 6.
He has to throw a 9 before he throws a 7, isn't
it? That's it, Duke.
You know, poor old chicken heart, I've lost a fortune in this game in Miami.
He's not the only sucker who's done that, Duke.
I haven't played craps for years. There's my beauty. 6 it is. That makes you owe me, let me see now, £565.10. Do you agree?
If you say so, I can't add anyway.
Can't add, my boy. No wonder they won't give you a commission. You might get me another drink while you're about it.
All right, but don't shoot till I get back.
My dear boy, what do you think I am?
Malvini's not returned yet.
No. He's now been gone 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Possibly she will not see him at this time of the night, and he's still waiting in the hall of the hotel.
Not Joe. Here's your drink, sir.
Thank you, Robert. 5.65.10. Let's wipe out the 10 shillings, shall we?
No, sir. Thank you all the same.
Yeah, I feel devilish tired. Good Lord, look at the time, no wonder. Well, what's this infernal Yankee Doodle mean by keeping my daughter out all night?
The question is not so much what does the infernal Yankee Doodle mean as what does your daughter mean?
I'm worried. Shouldn't take her 4 hours to send this fellow packing. It's all your fault, Robert. He should never have countenanced this diabolical scheme. I suppose he's taken her to one of those bottle party places like the Jubilee or somewhere.
My own guess is Hyde Park.
Hyde Park? At 4 o'clock in the morning, if you believe that, then why didn't you go to Hyde Park and look for him?
Hyde Park is a very big place. Anyway, it might be a Green Park.
Yes, or St. James's if he comes to that with all those mangy ducks. Well, there's nothing for it but to wait for this fellow to come back, I suppose. I'll go and lie down on your bed for a bit, I think, all right?
All right.
Unless you care for another roll.
No, sir. Thank you.
What about you, monsieur?
Pardon, monsieur?
Voulez-vous rouler avec moi un peu?
Comment?
It's all right. The Duke only wants to know if you'd like to throw dice with him.
I see. Oh, thank you, monsieur, but I never gamble, I'm afraid.
You don't, eh? I noticed a few hours ago you had no qualms about gambling for my daughter.
For such a stake, I would gamble all I had in the world.
And exactly how much, if I may ask, is that?
In money, about £20.
£20? Quite so, monsieur. I hardly think we need say any more.
Ah,
May I ask you...
What?
To stop marching like a tiger in a cage. You make me nervous.
Good.
But why are you in such a state? You don't really love her.
I do love her, Dash, and I refuse to be treated like an old sock. Why should she hurl me into the dustbin just because some rollicking American makes a pass at her? Who does she think she is?
Ah, now this is mother's theory.
But none of it. The night before our wedding. No thought for me at all. Just because she has her head filled with some idiotic blush-making is sentimental slush by a ridiculous little French pickup.
Bravo! This is magnificent.
The utter insane selfishness of it. She knows quite well I had to go to my captain and beg him on my knees. On my knees, mind you, for special leave to get married. She knows quite well how difficult it is for me to get this leave because of that little trouble I had over my last 48. And there she is, gallivanting about the park with a great big beefy brute of a bombardier while I, her true fiancé, am left alone to face disgrace and degradation. My social life ruined, my naval career blighted before it's begun.
Bravo! Bravo, it is a fine race. Well done, Milord Bobby.
What's all the noise about?
Oh, good Lord. What are you doing here, Mabel?
I don't know. I thought perhaps you could tell me.
Do you mean to say you've been up in the kitchen all this time?
I suppose I must have been. I've only just come to hear this extraordinary roaring coming from down here. Are you still rehearsing Hamlet, darling? Oh, my poor little back. I've slipped in some funny places in my time, but never before in a kitchen armchair.
I'm most terribly sorry. I'm afraid I clean forgot about you up there. Do forgive me, won't you?
Oh, don't be silly, darling. You've had a lot to cope with tonight, haven't you?
Rather more than usual, I admit.
Poor lamb. Can I have a drink?
Yes, of course. I'll get it.
Is Elizabeth leaving you?
Looks like it.
For, Monsieur here?
No, mademoiselle. For Lieutenant Malvini.
Oh, that's one better, I suppose. But she still must be cuckoo.
Perhaps she's not thinking in terms of pounds, shillings and pence, mademoiselle.
I never suggested she was. I meant she was cuckoo, because the man she's turned down is 10 times more attractive than the man she's turned him down for.
Possibly you are prejudiced, mademoiselle.
I'm never prejudiced about men. Why, look at Bobby. What more could any girl want?
Oh, you just like sailors. That's your trouble. Here's your drink.
Tar, precious. Like sailors? Of course I do. Oh, I'll just finish this, then I'll start my long trek home.
Well, how are you going to get to Kensington at this time of night? We'll never get a taxi for you now.
Oh, that's all right. I can walk.
No, of course you can't walk. I know. You can go in Horton's bed.
What about Horton?
He can go on the sofa.
What about myself?
Yes, well, there's nothing else for it. You'd better go in with me. It hardly looks as if Lieutenant Mulvaney is going to honor me with his company in my bed tonight.
I'm beginning to learn the meaning of the term gentleman.
Just a minute, Mabel. I'll get you something to sleep in.
Bobby's terribly upset, I suppose, about Elizabeth.
Surprisingly so, mademoiselle.
Why surprisingly? He's in love with the girl.
He is great, thank heavens. He's in a repulsive-looking coma. Here you are. Blue, to match your eyes. Mabel, my dear, will you marry me?
Ah.
Why?
Because I love you very much.
Why else?
Because we get on well together and I think you'd make me a very good wife.
Yes, darling. Why else?
Because if I don't marry someone this leave, I'm going to get into trouble with my captain.
Bobby, you are heaven. You don't really want to marry me. Can't you think of anyone else?
No, there isn't anyone else.
With $2 million and a title, you can afford the very best.
I don't want the very best, I want you. I mean, of course, if you'd rather not.
Bobby, my precious, you don't think any girl in her senses would turn you down, do you?
One girl has.
She's not in her senses, I am. Still, before I definitely commit you, hadn't you better think hard and see if there really isn't someone you'd rather marry than me?
All right. No, there's only Lucy Scott, and she's taller than I am.
She's an awfully nice girl, though.
Yes, but I don't think I like her awfully.
Well, of course, if you don't like her awfully...
No, there really is only you. Do marry me.
If I say yes, you won't try and back out. Will you?
No, of course not.
Whatever happens?
Whatever happens.
Promise?
Promise.
I don't want to be made what I believe is called the laughing stock of London. All right, Bobby, darling. I'll marry you.
Thanks. Awfully.
Permit me to congratulate you both.
Were you there all the time? I ought to have sent you up to the kitchen.
I'm glad you did not. I have never before attended at an English proposal. I would not have missed it for the world.
Tell me, darling, is he being rude?
Yes, of course he is. But let me tell you, Monsieur What's-Your-Name, I've been proposed to by hundreds of Frenchmen in my time, as well as all sorts of Poles, Czechs, Norwegians, and the rest. And I'd far rather have an honest, straightforward English proposal like Bobby's than all that hand-kissing and arm-stroking and, oh, but Nandelli, so intoxicating stuff that you people hand out. So now you know.
In theory, it should work out very well.
And in practice?
My dear friend, you have my very, very deepest, best wishes.
Oh. Well, anyway, they can't put me in irons now, can they? I'll just nip upstairs and turn Horton out of bed. Les Anglais sont tout à fait fous.
Tout à fait. Hello, Grand Hotel. Has Lady Elizabeth Randall come in yet? Not yet. No message.
Come along in, Joe.
Ah, so you are back, yes?
Well, Frenchie, how you been?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Oh, we've had a wonderful time, haven't we, Liz?
Wonderful, Joe.
You have been in Hyde Park?
Sure. How'd you guess?
The most heavenly night. There's a glorious full moon.
Look, buddy, do you mind fading away for a second? I got a couple of things I still want to say to Liz.
Very well.
Well, Liz?
Well, Joe?
I guess this is where we say it.
I guess it is.
You're sure this is the way you want it?
Yes, Joe. And so are you.
I don't know so much about that.
Dulcie to you.
She's a good girl, Liz. Maybe one of these days I'll tell her about you.
I should be careful about that. You wouldn't want to spoil Anglo-American relations now, would you?
She'd understand. So, this is where we say it.
This is where we say it. Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, Liz. Come here.
No, Joe.
Oh, come on, Liz. You can't say goodbye forever to a guy standing 50 feet away from him.
Have you forgotten I'm getting married today?
What about yesterday morning, then?
Well, that was different. You thought I was a trollop.
What did you think I was?
One day I'll write and tell you. Now I'll just say goodbye.
Oh, I'm most terribly sorry to interrupt, but the Duke is anxious to talk to you, mon lieutenant. He is in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. Don't they ever knock on doors in France? Hello there, Duke.
Is Daddy still here? Well, I'd better see him, too.
No, wait an instant, milady. I must say it. I shall say it. You are making a hideous, terrible mistake.
What?
Turn back while there is still time. Turn back before you ruin yet two more lives.
Oh, go away, you silly little man.
Silly little man I may be to you now, milady, but the day will dawn when you will see me in a different light. Well, what is this American to you? Nothing. No more than a single evening of voluptuousness.
Oh, is that all he is?
Don't pay any attention to him, Joe. Oh, hello, Daddy.
I say this is capital news. Capital, so you come to your senses and laugh, Debbie, my dear. I never doubted it. I know you too well, headstrong, like to kick over the traces once in a while. But no harm done. Just like your mother. There never was any truth in that Charlie Babington story. Yes, Robert. Robert, my boy, let me be the very first to congratulate you.
Thank you, sir.
You're a sly dog, Robert, I must say. How'd you pull it off, eh? That's what I want to know.
Well, it wasn't awfully difficult.
Just a minute, Daddy. I don't think Bobby can possibly know what you're talking about. Joe, you tell him, will you?
Okay. Yeah, Bobby, Elizabeth has turned me down flat because she says she's now quite sure she's in love with you.
Oh.
Darling, is that all you're going to say? Just oh.
Don't worry, old girl. That's all he ever says, whatever you tell him. Isn't that so, Robert, my boy?
Yes, sir.
Go on, Robert, you old stick. Just go ahead and tell her how happy.
Darling, can you lend me a hand?
Babs!
Oh. Don't tell me. I know. Back to the kitchen. That was Miss Crumb, wasn't it?
Yes, dear. Little Mabs Crumb. A very decent sort.
In pyjamas, too. Thanks.
Now, you mustn't get hold of the wrong end of the stick, old girl. As a matter of fact, Mabs has been popping in and out all evening, hasn't she, boy?
Yes, monsieur.
Certainly has, Duke.
Oh.
Oh, now, don't you start saying, oh, now, look here, old girl. Mabs is a sweet little child, and we're all very fond of her, but she means nothing in the world to Robert, does she, my boy?
Yes, sir. Or rather, no, sir. I mean...
Well, go on, out with it, does she, or does she not?
Well, you see, the fact is, I've just asked her to marry me.
You what?
Hey, I promise you, I heard him. I even, I'm afraid, encouraged the match.
Will you kindly keep out of this, you interfering little jackanapes?
Qu'est-ce que c'est, jackanapes?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Jacques, c'est, don't tell him, someone.
Imbecile.
You're an interfering little imbecile. Allez-vous en, retournez au kitchen.
Imbécile? Par exemple.
Now, Robert, what's this all about? Must be out of your mind. You say you've asked Mabs Crumb to marry you?
Yes, sir.
But in heaven's name, why?
Well, I thought it was rather a good idea.
A good idea to marry
that... Daddy, there's no point in going on like this. Take me home, please.
In a minute.
No! You had a perfect right to do what you like, I suppose, Bobby. After all, I did turn you down.
Elizabeth, I...
Come on, Daddy.
All right, my dear. I'm sure I don't want to stay another minute in the house of a raving madman. Come along.
I didn't make love to her, you know.
Oh, didn't you? Why not?
She wouldn't let me. Congratulations on getting yourself engaged again.
Thank you. I'm going to murder that wretched little Colbert.
You and me both, brother. Here he is.
Yeah, I see I'm faced by the Anglo-Saxon block again.
Well, it has been a full night.
I think, Milord Bobby, I shall avail myself of your kind invitation and stake out a claim on your bed.
Is he sleeping in our bed?
Yes, he is.
Come on, Joe.
After you, monsieur.
Mais, que voulez-vous?
You'll see.
Eh bien, vive la France.
The shoulder nearest the wall, which I took to be his lordship's, but which proved to belong to the American gentleman. He told me to scram, which I understood to mean that they all passed a restless night, did not wish to be disturbed, and required no breakfast.
You heard the news, I suppose, Horton?
About his lordship's engagement to Miss Crumb. Yes, your grace, he told me last night. I did attempt to indicate my disapproval with one of my looks, but for once he seemed quite unshaken. Oh, here is Miss Crumb now. I'll go and pay that taxi.
Hello, Tibby. It was you at the door, was it?
Yes, perhaps. Good morning. I came round specially to see you.
Did you, Tibby? How sweet of
you. It's not sweet of me at all. I want to talk to you seriously on a most urgent matter.
All right, then. Fire away.
Cigarette.
Thanks. Go on, Tibby. Don't keep your interest, then.
Well, hardly know how to begin. Mads, have you ever heard of Zippy Snapped?
Yes, of course, Tibby. Don't you remember? You showed me one once. It didn't work.
Didn't it? Astonishing thing. Faulty zipper, I suppose. Anyway, it's a wonderful invention, my dear. It'll revolutionize women's dress. None of this tiresome zipping and unzipping. Just snip, snap, there you are, ready to go out. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, let me be the first to congratulate you on your engagement to young Robert. He's a blithering young idiot, of course, in many ways, but that's beside the point. Anyway, my dear, I hope you'll both be very happy. And now, returning to Zippy Snaps.
Tibby, I've no money at all.
I am, my dear. It's not your money that we want, it's you.
Me?
Exactly. Zippy Snaps will, as we develop, cater mainly for the feminine section. I, as chairman of the board of directors, have always maintained that what the board needs is new blood, and if possible, feminine blood.
You want me on the board of directors?
We do, my dear. You're exactly the sort of director, or directress, rather, that we require. A smart, young, enterprising girl with a very well-developed business sense.
Yes. And the fact that I'm the future Countess of Harpenden has nothing to do with it, I suppose.
Well, of course, it's no good trying to hoodwink you, I can say. Well, that is, I admit, a consideration. A title, and that title especially, will look very well on the prospectus.
Supposing I wasn't going to marry Bobby, would you still want me?
Well, of course, my dear, of course. I've told you it's your talent and business acumen we want. But you are going to marry Bobby, aren't you?
Well, he's asked me to, and I've said yes.
Capital. Well, then, the whole thing's fixed. I rang up my fellow director this morning, and he agreed with the project entirely. The board, in fact, is unanimous. Well, what do you say?
All right, Tibby.
There, we'll get the whole thing signed, sealed, and delivered, and then we'll surprise young Robert with it. Oh, my word, won't he be proud of his little Mads when he finds out what's happened to her? Let me see, is there a typewriter here?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, I thought I'd just type out a couple of letters, perfectly legal. You know, one from me to you, the other from you to me. Then we can each sign them, and the thing's done. Horton!
By the way, Tibby, who's your fellow director?
Lord Finchingfield.
What? Not poor old Finchie. Is he out again now?
Yes, Your Grace.
Horton, does his lordship keep a typewriter in his chambers?
No, Your Grace, but I do.
Oh, where is it?
Up in the kitchen, Your Grace.
Lead me to it then, Horton. Now, don't go away now, Mabs. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Okay. All right, Horton. I'll answer it. Good morning, Lady Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Come in. I thought it was you. Couldn't you get here any sooner?
I came as quickly as I could. I had to finish my packing.
I'm glad you did come anyway. You were so rude to me on the phone, I thought you wouldn't. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. Do you mind saying what you have to say fairly quickly, as I have to catch a train at 10:45?
I won't keep you more than 5 minutes. Bobby told you he'd asked me to marry him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Did he tell you that I'd accepted him?
No, but then he hardly needed to tell me that.
Well, I did accept him anyway. And do you know why?
I think I can guess.
I doubt very much if you can. Because I'm very fond of him and because I thought I'd make him a good wife.
Really?
He needs someone to take care of him and I thought I'd be able to do that very well.
I agree that you've never seemed to find much trouble in taking care of yourself.
Yes. Unlike you, I had to, you see.
You've managed very well.
Thank you. I haven't done too badly for myself, I must say.
To be the Countess of Harpenden is quite an achievement.
Yes, it would have been, I suppose.
Why, it would have been.
Oh, because I'm not going to go through with it. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Are you serious?
Perfectly. I told you I was very fond of him, didn't I? That's why I can't marry him. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
It does, really, if you think it out. Look, Ducky. Oh, sorry, Lady Elizabeth. You can't imagine anyone behaving as badly from your standards as I do without, well, financial considerations being involved, can you? Well, it's not like that with me. I simply like men.
Oh.
Now, last night up in the kitchen, I told Bobby that if I married him, I'd stay faithful to him, and I meant it. But this morning, in the cold, clear light of dawn, I just knew I couldn't go through with it.
I must say I'm surprised.
My dear, I'm amazed. But there it is. I'm throwing your earl back in your face. Do you still want him?
I don't know.
He still wants you.
Is Bobby in there?
All the allies are in there.
Do you think you could get him out without waking the others?
I'll try, but it won't be easy. Oh, by the way, if you're getting married this morning, it's very unlucky to see him.
Married this morning?
Or have you put all the guests off?
Oh, no, we didn't have time. They're going to make an announcement.
Well, that's fine. If you hurry, you can still make it. It's a pity to disappoint all the guests.
Oh, yes, but, oh, I don't know. Well, anyway, I must see him.
All right, then. Auntie Mabel will fix it. Now, you stand up there against the wall so you can't be seen. And I'll do the rest. Wake up, Bobby. Put on your dressing gown and come out. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, oh, all right.
There's a good boy. And you're to keep your eyes tight shut and don't open them till I tell you, or you'll spoil it.
All right, all right. But why have I got to keep my eyes closed? What is this?
Darling, I'm not going to marry you.
Aren't you?
No, no, keep them shut.
Aren't you, Mabel? Why?
Well, there really isn't time to go into that just now.
Do you really mean you're turning me down?
Flat.
Oh. I'm very upset.
That remark would have more conviction if you could get rid of that joyous trill in your voice. Bobby, how much do you love Elizabeth?
Very much.
That's what I thought. Well, keep your eyes shut and don't open them until you hear the door shut. And don't look round when you do. For the very last time in my life, I'm going up to your kitchen. Bobby?
Yes? Elizabeth?
You knew I was here?
I've guessed it.
Is that why you said you loved me very much?
No, that's the truth.
Do you know why we mustn't look at each other this morning?
I guess that too.
Do you still want to marry me, darling?
More than anything on earth.
In spite of everything that's happened?
If you still want to marry me,
That's good enough.
I do still want to marry you much more than ever before.
In spite of having no white-hot burning thingamy for me?
White-hot burning thingamy is a mistake. It may be all right for some people, but not for me.
I think I ought to warn you that I'm a doomed man.
Doomed, darling? To what?
Extinction, I think.
I don't mind, provided we both get extinguished together.
That's by far the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I can think of a nicer thing I might say. It's true, too.
What's that?
I'm in love with you, Bobby.
Yes. That is even nicer.
Well, don't look round. I'll see you in 5 minutes' time, in church. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Gosh. Hey, you two, wake up. Help me dress. I'm getting married. Horton, bring my boots down. Iron my collar. And step on it, for heaven's sake.
Hey, what's all the noise about?
What has happened? I'm getting married.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know. You can't possibly know.
I've had no time to iron your collar, my lord. Is it very urgent?
Of course it's very urgent. I'm getting married in 5 minutes. Hell, 3 minutes. Out of my way, you two. I've got to get dressed.
Who is his lordship marrying in 3 minutes?
Search me.
Oh, confound this jersey. Does one get married in a gas mask?
Depends on who you're marrying.
Oh, we did. I mean, does one carry a gas mask, full dress and all that? Do you know, Horton?
I fancy not, my lord. I'm not sure if the rule applies to ratings, of course, but my brother, who is a lieutenant commander, did not carry his at his wedding.
Oh, all right, Horton. Jump to it, man, for heaven's sake.
Hey, wait a minute. He wants to know who you're marrying, and so do we.
Didn't I tell you? Elizabeth?
I'm most relieved, my lord. You'll be leaving for Oxford after the wedding?
Yes, Horton.
Very good, my lord.
Gee, Bobby, I don't know what to say.
I'll take it as said. Thanks, Joe.
I, on the other hand, do know what to say. England has once again muddled salt.
I say, Horton. Just a moment, Your Grace. We're very busy.
Oh, gosh, is that old poop here? Quick into the bedroom, both of you. If you're coming to the wedding, you've got to get dressed.
What the devil's going on?
Hello, sir. See you in church.
See me in church? Now, what the dickens did he mean by that?
I've no idea, Kitty.
See me in church? Isn't my gun off his rocker?
Yes, Ducky, I expect so.
Oh, well, here are the papers.
Where do I sign?
At the bottom, here.
Mabel Crump.
Oh, Horton.
Oh, excuse me, Your Grace, please.
What on earth's the matter with Horton?
Oh, darling, I don't know. Sign that nice letter.
Oh, yes, of course. Let's see.
Pardon me, Dougal.
What?
Hey, Bobby, which drawer is that ring in?
Right-hand top.
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Duke.
You infernal cowpunchers. Everyone gone raving mad in this house this morning.
Oh, go on, Tibbity. I'm late for the office already.
There it is, madam, my dear. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Mabel, darling, smooth my collar.
There you are. Oh, Bobby, isn't it lovely? I've just been made a director of Zippy Snaps Incorporated.
Have you, Mabel? Aren't you a clever girl?
I've had the most wonderful time. What with your 2,000 and being made a director?
2,000? Eh, that's a neat little engagement present, I must say.
What does he mean?
Oh, I don't know, darling. I think he's batty this morning. Goodbye, Bobby.
Oh, aren't you coming?
No, I've got to go to work.
Oh, goodbye then, darling. You've been an angel.
Not really. I'd have made an awful muck of it, I know.
I wish you were coming to the church.
You better not. I might suddenly change my mind. Goodbye, Bobby, dear. Goodbye, Tippy, darling. See you on the board.
Why do you wish she were coming to the church? Why did you say you'd see me in church? What's all this church nonsense?
Well, heavens, don't you know?
No, what?
I'm marrying your daughter.
You're married back. God bless my soul. When?
2 minutes ago.
Hey, Mabs! Babs, wait a minute. I want to see you,
Babs. Hey, listen, Bobby. I'm going to be your best man, aren't I?
On the contrary, he agreed that it was I who had the first claim.
First claim, nothing. I like that, after doing your level best to gum up the entire works.
I to gum up the works? Who was it who rendered the bride insensible from drink?
Say, listen, there's only one way to settle this. Craps. Here we are. The fair play.
Very well, the fair play.
Little nine for Caroline, 5 and 4, hit that floor.
Hello, what's going on here?
They're playing to see who's going to be best man.
God bless my soul, what next?
Come up for baby. Baby want to be best man.
This baby wants to be best man.
Which do you fancy, Robert, my boy, France or America?
I don't care.
Well, you take America, then I'll take France.
All right.
500?
Right, 500.
Good. Monsieur, I put a monkey on you.
Comment, monsieur?
Good.
Je m'étais en saint servus. So play up, monsieur, for the sake of the entente cordiale.
In While the Sun Shines by Terence Rattigan, adapted to radio by Cynthia Pugh, Ronald Lewis played Bobby. Horton was played by Lockwood West, Mulvaney by Warren Stanhope, Elizabeth by Kate Coleridge, Colbert by Philip Monet, Mabel by Margaret Wolfert, and The Duke by Peter Pratt. The play was produced by Archie Campbell.